This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully, presents to you Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
Nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad, 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 bad to the bone.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriots. Side on this great Tuesday morning. This is Bob Romanek, and as always, you guys know what you get when you listen to my show. Before we get going, I'd like to say hello to some new friends of mine, Dan and Nicole. I want to say hello to you. I met you guys over the weekend. What great people. And also Sherry and Jason from Collinsville, Illinois. I met them yesterday. And again, I appreciate everybody that comes up. They see the radio car. They come up, they talk, they support me, and I say, no, it's not support of me, it's support of us. It's support of everybody, black and white, men, women, Democrats, and Republicans who just want to be treated fair. So again, Dan and Nicole, Sherry and Jason, and everybody else I talk to, thank you for taking the time to come up and talk. Lines are open. We are America's voice of freedom. You can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430. On the east side, 394-1190. I spoke with a nice lady up in Jefferson City. That's the state capital. That's the state capital of Missouri. And she told me that Bruce Franks hasn't been around for a while. Now, I don't know if that's true. But if it is, Bruce, are you a little concerned about the Slate situation, about the federal program, that you were taking money while you were allegedly out on your campaign circuit, while you were out being an activist, while you were out being a Black Lives Matter supporter? It amazes me, doesn't it, people? These politicians that always want to talk their crap. But when the crap hits the fan, you don't catch them around. But, yeah, they tell me Bruce Franks hasn't been around much, and I don't know about Jamil Nasheed or Marie Chappelle Nadell, or even Antonio French. You know Antonio. He's just another racist nigger, you know, the editor of that failed, that much failed Northsider newspaper. I don't know who the hell would advertise in there. I don't know who the hell would read it. They send me a copy, and after I look at it, and then I wipe my hands because of dirty crap in there, and then I flush it down the toilet. So, but Antonio French, Marie Chappelle Nadell, Jamil Nasheed, Bruce Franks, you guys are always, always welcome to call. Always have a line open. Let's go ahead and take that call. Go ahead, Jim. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, Bob, how you doing?
Fine.
Yeah, Steve Sanger, I have no sympathy for him because he did a commercial calling Trump a racist, and all them blacks got up and left because they were mad they didn't nominate a black person. But really what I want to talk about is this Ladue shooting. They had the gal's mother on there saying she has five kids and she was buying balloons. She should have took them balloons at her daughter and put them on her boyfriend's Woody's, and she wouldn't have all them kids. And my motto is, no balloons for baboons.
Okay. Okay, Jim, thank you. I guess I can thank you for that. You know, this Stinger situation actually is going to get more out of hand, I think. I think you're going to see some more indictments when it's all over. I know some of his staff has resigned the last week or two. And I believe that there'll be more indictments, and I believe that Stinger will eventually plead out. Now, he'll probably get maybe probation. He may get a year or two. But Stinger just, he hasn't really been the poster child for good politics in St. Louis County, I don't think. And again, I'm not from St. Louis County, but I read enough of the crap that's going on. And I just think that I think he's had a problem from the get-go. And I think that problem's going to continue. I don't think he's ever going to get back to where he wished he was at. And I think it's a major problem, people. It's a major problem when you get these politicians and these asswipe, no-count, good-for-nothing bastards think that it's their business and not ours. And I think that's what Stinger's done. I think that's what our St. Clair County Board Chairman, Mark the Big Faggot Kern, the failed St. Clair County Board Chairman, I think he's done the same thing. But they talk about all the crap going on, and they say that Stinger, and they always, at the start, everybody always pleads not guilty. And they tell me that this Sam Page had been sworn in as a new executive until the November 2020 election. Now, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Haven't read too much good or bad on this Sam Page, but I know that Stinger has been involved in so much crap the last year or two or three, so I don't know if it's going to if he's going to prevail. I believe he will end up pleading out. Again, I don't think he's going to get much jail time. I think they just primarily wanted to get him out of the picture. And even a lot of the Democrats that I've spoken to over in St. Louis feel the same way. So this may actually be a good thing, not a good thing for Stinger, of course, or his wallet, because I know Rosenblum, I don't know what kind of attorney he is, but I know he fights for the defendants a lot, and I know he gets a big salary. But I think the county executive, his resignation, I think is going to open up some good pathways to maybe, to maybe get some decent leadership in St. Louis County. I don't think you guys have had decent leadership for quite some time. I know Stinger, you know, talks his crap. A few months ago, I tried to reach his office. And of course, like everything else, he's not around. He don't want to be heard. Nobody wants to be heard if they're on the bad side of an investigation. Did you ever notice that? Now, if they're on the good side of an investigation, they sure want to be heard. But if it's on the bad side, no. Don't want to hear anything. But they've got probably 2.5 pages in the St. Louis Post Disgrace about Stinger in today's paper. And he says he's 47 years old. He's from Clayton. He was in court yesterday with his lawyers, and again, he entered a not guilty plea. He was released without bail, typical of an offendant in a case that does not involve violence. So I don't know where they're going with that, but I would just about bet that when it's all said and done, that Stinger will plead out, and I don't know if it's going to be really good for him, but I honestly don't think it's going to be bad. I don't think they're going to try to give him much time. I think what they're going to do, they're going to try to just get him out of office, keep him out of office, and I don't know where the stupid son of a bitch will go from St. Louis County, but you know, that's up to you good people in St. Louis to decide what the hell's going on, and I don't think it's going to be a pretty thing. We talked yesterday about the Belleville News slime of crap. This is 3 days in a row. They sent me a copy of the Belleville News slime of crap. 3 days in a row, top fold, front page, top fold. 17 years after killing, family of victim still waiting for justice. This is in East St. Louis. Now, I know it's a bad situation. I know it's a bad situation in East St. Louis. It's a bad situation all over. But here, 17 years later, they're going to talk about a killing not being solved in East St. Louis, and they think that many people other than the family is really concerned. Now, everybody wants justice for their family, and I believe everybody wants justice for everybody else's family. But when they start bringing this crap up from 17, 18, 20 years ago, to me it means that the Belleville News slime of crap, they don't have anything else to report. Again, how many people do you think in East St. Louis actually read this rag? I don't think there's many. And I think the people all throughout the area, the vast, vast majority have quit even getting the Belleville News slime of crap. You try to get it online and they want to charge you. So I think everybody's just going to go to the internet and start getting their news. And as you know, the slime of crap, there's about 6 pages on section one, another 6 pages on section two, and it's not pretty. It's not pretty. So I honestly think the next year or two, the new slime of crap will be on the internet only, and I think eventually it'll go by the wayside because they've lost a lot of good reporters, going to lose a few more. They only have a few more, good or bad, to lose. But back to this stinger. His attorney confirmed that Stinger did resign, and he's in some trouble, they say, with a big donor, John Rallo, and I don't know where it's going to go, but they said that he allegedly did a lot of help to help Rallo get some contracts, some low bid contracts, even though he wasn't the low bidder, and you know how that crap goes. But it's going to be, I think with the United States, when you go to have a local charge or even a state charge, you can fight it and a lot of times beat it. I have, and I'm sure a lot of you people have on occasions. But two of his key staffers, Bill Miller and Lance Lacombe, they left their jobs this month. And Stinger is the second executive in a large Missouri county to be indicted in recent years. They indicted the Jackson County, that's Kansas City, indicted their executive. And he got more than 2 years for misusing campaign funds for trips, fines, political activities. That sounds like our ex-state Senator Claiborne. Everybody knows old Senator Claiborne, the ex-state senator. You know what he did with his money. Allegedly, I say, him and his girlfriend went over to Europe. Of course, that was for political purposes. That was had nothing to do with just a trip over there. You know how these politicians play the game, and apparently, he's not in any trouble, so, you know, maybe everything will go by the wayside. And I see where the Illinois State Police, they're trying to rebuild their force. They're down, I think, 20% over the last 20 years. And I can understand why. These politicians, state reps, state senators, and all these states, they get elected, and they really think they're out to do something. Just remember, people, they work for us. And until we hold their feet to the fire, we're not going to get any better treatment. We need to let them know that we put them in office, we can get them out of office, and if they don't do what we ask them to do, what we demand be done, then it's time to get rid of them. I know it's hard to get rid of an incumbent, everybody knows that, but it's something that we're all probably going to have to do at some point in time, come together. You hear me keep saying it, and I'll say it over and over and over again, But until we do something, you know, those words mean nothing, to, especially to the politicians. I also see where the judge orders Kim Gardner's office to provide data sought in their probe. A St. Louis judge on Monday ordered the circuit attorney to turn over documents sought by the special prosecutor investigating the office following weeks of court skirmishes over the issue. This circuit judge has told Gardner's office that they want the information, they want these emails and attachments, and I don't know why Kim Gardner's office, and she's a prosecutor, I don't know why she's fighting, but this Tisabee, I think he's going to be in some trouble, and I think when it's all over, I think Kim Gardner may be in some trouble. I know they're fighting, and I don't know why Kim Gardner again. She's a prosecutor. Why would she fight if this is to help the cause? If this is to get what's going on and try to stop it or get something done, I don't know why she'd be fighting it, but as always, Kim Gardner, I don't know where the hell she even come from. I don't know if she's from St. Louis area or where she's from, but I think she dug herself a hole that it's going to be hard to get out of, and I think it's coming sooner, much sooner than later. I see in Ladue, that Ladue police officer, lady been on for 13 years, lady police officer, probably a fairly decent officer, thought that she was using her taser. Now, I gotta say, an officer of 13 years, they have their taser on their weak side, they have their gun on their strong side. I don't understand where that was coming from, but again, I wasn't there, I didn't see the incident, but it's amazing how we let a lot of this crap go. Nobody ever says anything about it. But now with this police shooting, I think she may, at some point in time, I think she may be in trouble. And here's what it said. It said, an officer tried to handcuff the woman, but the suspect broke free and started running. The officer chased after her, yelling for her to stop. The officer drew what she believed to be her taser and screamed, "Taser, taser, taser," and discharged what ended up to being her weapon. Well, I gotta say, being an ex-police officer, being an ex-chief of police, supporting professional law enforcement 1,000, not 100, but 1,000%, something's not right with that situation. If the taser was on her weak side, she had been a police officer for 13 years, something's not right with that. I don't know if she was wrong, I don't know if she just lost her head, but under any situation, a police officer with 13 years that thinking she's pulling out her 9mm Glock from her right hip when the taser was just inside her left hip, I don't understand. You know, you're talking about a police officer who for 13 years has never even drawn her taser. She never has drawn her taser in the course of her duty. So she pulls out what she thinks is her taser on her weak side, on her left side, but instead pulls out her 9mm Glock on her right side, on her strong side, and shoots this gal. Now, I don't know if the gal needed to be shot, but she's going to survive, but I guarantee you, at some point in time, there'll be a lawsuit. At some point in time, there'll be a situation in court where there'll be some kind of compensation for the perpetrator of this theft. And you guys know it's coming. You know it's coming. But again, before we get off this East St. Louis subject, I don't know why the new Slimocrat, unless they have nothing else to report in all of the St. Clair, Madison, Randolph County, probably Washington, and Clinton counties east of St. Clair and Madison County. Unless they have nothing else to print, I have no idea why they're talking about killings in East St. Louis, over 15, 20 years ago. You know, it amazes me. Also amazes me that the lawmakers in Jeff City, you heard I just spoke about the lawmaker who they tell me hasn't been around for a while, State Representative Bruce Franks. What a piece of nigger crap that bastard is. And Bruce, give me a call. If you're not in Jefferson City, if you're down here in St. Louis, give me a call. I'd like to talk to you, buddy. I'd like to talk to you and get the real side. And I know you'd give me the real side, but now they tell me that your lawmakers over in Missouri, they want everybody to have free tampons for all the inmates. They want all the inmates now to have free tampons. They're having a bill through the House and the Senate from Christine Agracia. She's the alderman in the 6th Ward in St. Louis. They passed a similar bill last month covering the city jails. Now they want the Missouri State House and the Missouri State Senate to pass a law to give female offenders. Don't be a male offender and think you're a drag queen or a transgender or a he, she, or whatever the hell you call yourself this week, because you ain't going to get it. Not going to get it. But they say 80% of the respondents in prison make their own homemade tampons, and it goes into detail that I don't want to go into and I don't think you people really want to hear. But they talk about the cost of a pack of tampons to be $5.63. So it's going to cost it estimates spending up to $170,000 for the 3,100 female inmates that requested tampons. So, you know, that's close to 200 grand. That's a fifth of $1 million, people, and that's just going out of our pockets as always. But again, as always, when somebody goes to jail, that's when they really start asking for their rights, you know? And when the criminals are out on the street, they're doing whatever they can do. But as soon as they get arrested, then that's when they want all their constitutional rights. Talked yesterday also and got some backlash, good backlash, not bad, about the teen that's protesting the fundraisers at Belleville West School with the donkeys. I guarantee and I agree with whoever talked in this article. Those donkeys aren't going to do a damn thing they don't want to do. And I guarantee you, I'm sure that the students and the faculty at Belleville East and Belleville West wouldn't let anything happen to an animal. But you get one student, and he's got 500 signatures throughout the whole entire area. And he really thinks, and he's from Belleville East. I don't know if that makes any difference. But you've got people that think that they can change the world. He's asking the donkey basketball be banned because it's dangerous. It's dangerous to the donkeys. I don't know how dangerous it is to the donkeys, but I guarantee you they tell me that some of the people that got up on the donkeys threw them off. So, and it says here, you can't force a donkey. The owner of the Dairyland Donkey Ball Court says you can't force a donkey to go against his will. They're strong animals. There's a reason they've got a reputation for being stubborn. But you have one guy, one idiot from Belleville East High School. I believe he's a junior, probably 15, 16, 17 years old. He's gonna change the world by getting donkey basketball out. That shows you how stupid some people are. I read now Bernie Sanders. Now he wants Disney should use all the money from this Avengers, the Endgame. A lot of profits for this Endgame. It's supposed to be most money made of any movie. It shattered weekend records, estimated $350 million in ticket sales domestically and over $1.2 billion globally, reaching a new pinnacle in the blockbuster era of these comic book studios. Now, our good friend Bernie Sanders, the avowed socialist, probably a communist, he would think it's truly heroic if Disney used that money to pay all the workers a middle-class wage instead of paying its CEO $65.6 million. Now, Bernie, why is it any of your business what these businesses pay their CEOs, pay their CFOs, their CCOs? Why is it any of your business, Bernie? You're a millionaire. You've made over $1 million since you've been running for president, but do you see how hypocritical all these rotten bastards are? They want to talk the talk. They always, always want to talk the talk, but they hardly ever, ever want to walk the walk. But he's saying what a great deal it would be for Disney to take all that money and give everybody a livable wage. Well, Bernie, why don't you start? Everybody wants to tell everybody else what to do. Why don't you start, Bernie? Why don't you take some of your money that you really haven't earned? See, these bastards want to write these books. They have ghost writers, and they have somebody write these books for them, and then they make all the money because these people will buy books and give them out on these tours. Nobody reads these books that these asswipe bastards have somebody else write. You know it, I know it, we all know it. But we sit back and say, hey, let's let it go. Let's let it go because maybe, just maybe, this guy will win, and just maybe, this guy will do something for our country. But how many times are we going to say, time and time again, people, they can talk the talk, but they never, ever, ever walk the walk. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
While the party was spiced, the party was pumping.
Hey,
and everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started in calling. And the girls respond to the call. I have a boom with shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, proud, proud to be the Patriot.
When I'm gonna take it. We ain't gonna take it.
Because you don't know us, you don't belong.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Dark Side. Lines are open. We are America's voice of freedom. Definitely the Patriot. You can call toll free 1-888-394-1430. On the east side, 394-1190. We can talk about crackers. We can talk about honkies. We can talk about niggers. This segment, I don't give a damn. As long as you watch what you say, somebody want to come out after me, want to come out after a white guy, want to come out after a black guy or woman, want to come out after a Democrat or Republican, feel free to. You know, at no point in time do we ever get to stand up and speak our piece without somebody saying, hey, that's wrong, that's wrong. No, it's not wrong. Maybe I don't agree with it, but it's not wrong if you think it. It's not wrong if you say it. In your mind, in your words, it's not wrong what I say. Maybe you don't agree, but what I say, I've thought out, I've researched, and I've come to the conclusion I've come to before I give it to you. And I hope you good people do the same. I don't give a damn. Again, it doesn't have to be about race. It can be about politics. It can be about religion. It can be about whatever anybody wants it to be about. If you've got a decision to make, before you make that decision, to buy that house, to buy that car, to do whatever you're going to do, you sit down and research it, don't you? You don't just go in blindly and say, hey, I'm going to buy that $400,000 or $500,000 house, or I'm going to buy that $800,000, $200,000 car. You look at your finances. You talk to your spouse. You understand what's going on, and you look at your budgetary needs. And then you go accordingly. You don't just run out and buy something because you want to buy it. Hell, there wouldn't be nothing on the shelves because everybody would be in there buying everything. If they didn't have to pay for it, you're right, there would be nothing. I mean nothing left on the shelves, but we do have to pay for it. We do have to be held responsible. People don't want to be held responsible, and that's not just niggers and crackers and hunkies. That's some proud whites and some proud blacks. We all get to the point where it's just kind of easier not to be responsible, but at the end of the day, when nobody's responsible, nothing's going to get accomplished. And at the end of the day, if nobody's responsible, there's going to be problems all over. You people know that. We all know that. But we sit back constantly, and we think to ourselves, well, maybe somebody else will run with it. Maybe somebody else will do something with it. But it looks like it never gets done. Let's go ahead and take some callers. Go ahead, Bill. You're on the dark side.
Oh, yes, I wanted to call about Bernie Sanders wanting to give money back from the CEOs. Well, maybe he should give back the millions of dollars that him and his wife fraudulently took from the taxpayers to invest in their personal college that they sit on the board of.
You know, Bill, I read that in the paper. What area do you live in, Bill?
Oh, I live over by Highland.
You live over by Highland. I got to ask, I guess you don't have any racial problems out that way, do you?
Well, no, not really.
You're being a little hesitant. What do you mean, no, not really?
Well, every once in a while, we've had a few undesirables move in town, mainly blacks. They don't last long. We run them out.
Hey, Bill, at least you're honest with it. Hey, we're talking about Bernie Sanders and what he says to do and about the rest of these politicians. Isn't it amazing how these bastards, and I don't know how long you've been listening to me, but isn't it amazing that these bastards, once we put them in office for a position that we don't know if they're qualified for, all they have to do is get on the ballot and get some votes. These guys go to Springfield, they go to Washington, D.C., on the Missouri side, they go to Jefferson City. These guys really think they're somebody after getting elected, don't they, Bill?
Well, I don't think Bernie Sanders has ever really held a real job in his life, and he's fledged his support to communism, so he's a fraud, and he probably belongs in jail.
Hey, Bill, thanks for your call, and thanks for everybody listening out in the Highland area. We got a lot of listeners and appreciate all of you. But Bill's right. There's a lot of them. I don't know if all of them, but there's a lot of them. A lot of people should be in jail. You know, these bastards get elected. They do what they want. They start covering each other's ass, and I don't give a damn what you say. I've been in politics 50 years. I've watched in Springfield. I've watched in Washington, D.C., not so much in Jeff City because I'm not that familiar with the Missouri side. But I see these guys fight like cats and dogs until 3, 4 o'clock. Then you see them go to the bars and the restaurants, and you think they were cousins, kissing cousins, because everything's different then. But in front of the cameras, they all want to play the game, don't they, people? They all want to play the game. It's all about them. It's not about their constituents. It's not about their bosses. It's not about who put them in those positions. It's about them. And you get to the point where you say, the hell with these son of a bitches. But it's hard to get an incumbent out of office. They have jobs. They have connections. And every year in office, that's what they do. They don't fight so much to help the people out of their district. They fight to get reelected. We know that. That happens every 2 and 4 years in these state representative and state senator jobs and these governor jobs all throughout this country. They're going to do what they want to do. Then you've got this asswipe bastard over in Jefferson City. He's a state rep out of the St. Louis area. He's a Republican, Shamed Dogan, D-O-G-A-N. He wants to decriminalize marijuana. He says, in quotes, "I've always been a critic of the war on drugs." How the hell can you be a critic of the war on drugs? And I'm reading this verbatim, but he's saying that he wants to decriminalize it, and anything less than 100 grams of marijuana, it's an infraction rather than a misdemeanor. It says possessions of more than 100 grams would be a Class A misdemeanor under current law. More than 35 grams of marijuana is a Class D felony. Now, I know that the St. Louis Circuit Attorney, Kimberly Gardner, she said she will no longer pursue some cases for possession under 100 grams. Now, if you're the elected, I say the elected St. Louis Circuit Attorney, Kimberly M. Gardner, why the hell would you not pursue all the laws? Why would you not pursue everything that needs to be pursued? And now there's opposition saying that if they decriminalize drugs, it's just going to lead to more drugs and more drugs. There's a major fight, I think, on this end. But when they say it's clear that a solid majority of Americans across the country favor legalization of drugs, I do not believe that, marijuana. I do not believe that. In certain areas, I would say yes, but I don't say the majority of Americans across this country favor legalization. I do not believe that. It says the full impact of the proposed change would occur by 2026 with an estimated 90 fewer people incarcerated and more than 120 fewer people on probation. It says the measure could be forwarded to the House floor for debate as early as next week. Now, I don't know if you people in the great state of Missouri knew this was coming, and I don't know if you knew the Republican representative, Shamed, S-H-A-M-E-D, Shamed Dogan. They tell me, although he's black and although he's a Republican, he's not really well-liked out there in Jefferson City. That's what a few of the ladies at work in Jefferson City have told me just recently, of course. And I think to myself, how do these bastards, and you people listening, you know it, you hear what I say, I give you the unfiltered truth today and every day. That's not the same bill, is it? Okay, we've got another bill that wants to talk about inmate tampons. Go ahead, other Bill. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, I'm a former corrections officer in the state of Illinois, and I was just wanting to point out the fact if you think the inmate tampons is bad, you need to look into the state pay for the inmates. They get an allowance every month.
What do they get, Bill? Do you know?
Oh, it varies. It depends. If they're working, they get more, but I believe the flat rate, it's just an inmate sitting on your ass every day, 24 hours a day, you get about a $10 allowance a month.
Okay. What area did you work in the correctional system? What area of Illinois?
Be the central area.
Central area. How come you're no longer working?
I moved on to bigger and better things. I cannot stand working in that hellhole.
I was going to say, Bill, I think collecting soda bottles on the curb would be a little bit better than having to hassle all the crime that goes on, not outside the prison, all the crime that goes on inside the prison. What's your take on that?
Well, there's definitely a bunch of safety stuff that goes on in the prison, but for the most part, as an inmate in the state of Illinois, you got more rights than the person working there.
You know what, Bill, I believe that. I've been a police officer, chief of police, and I found that, and just like I talked the last segment, once these asswipes get charged, once they get caught and get charged, automatically they want all their rights. Now, they don't want you to have rights while they're robbing, raping, stealing, selling dope, stealing your car, breaking into your house. But as soon as they get arrested, as soon as they get incarcerated, they change their whole script, don't they?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Bill, thanks for the call, and good luck on whatever you got going in the future. You know, it's amazing. It's amazing how people that work at these correctional institutions, they get the hell out. They get the hell out because there's no real work for them. There's no work for them. They have to sit there and listen to the convicts. They have to sit there. You know, when I was in federal prison for obstruction of justice, they wanted me to lie on my friends, wouldn't do it. I was the only one guilty. Everybody else in federal prison that I was with was innocent. You can hear them in the cells. You can hear them in the lunchrooms. You can hear them everywhere. They were all innocent. I was the only guilty man in prison, so I feel like I've at least accomplished something, that I paid my dues. Of course, once you get out of prison, you really never pay your dues, because there's always some asswipe, no good son of a bitch that says, he was in prison 20, 30, 40 years ago for this or for that. So, in essence, you never really pay your dues. You just have to fight through it. Callers, hold on. We'll get with you right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest. America's by state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of radio, death, and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light. But you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting, America's by state voice of Freedom. Welcome back to the Dark Side. As always, just about out of time. We're about ready to go to a two-hour show so I can get more things accomplished and can handle more callers. But let's go ahead and take one more caller before the show's over. Go ahead, Mike. You're on the Dark Side.
Hey, thank you, Bob. If you look at Bruce Franks' Twitter account, he's in Canada right now at a film festival about a film called St. Louis Superman. And you see on his Twitter page, he's wearing a cape, a Superman cape. I think before that, in the last 2 weeks, he was in California for a film festival. So you're right, he's not in Jefferson City, but he's black Teflon. Bruce Franks can do what he wants.
You know what, Mike? Let me tell you this. Bruce Franks, to me, he's nothing but a no-good, rotten, good-for-nothing, nigger racist, black supremacist son of a bitch who hates white people, who is going to push against white people until we, the proud white community, and Mike, the proud black community, come together and start fighting these son of a bitches, both black and white. What do you think?
Well, hopefully he gets his, like some people are now, Stenger, etc., and he gets what's coming to him.
You know what, though, Mike? I think it's a lot easier to indict a white politician. I don't think these politicians really care, and even the government care to indict a black politician if they don't have to. What's your take?
Too much trouble. Like you said, people in the Missouri legislature are scared shmitless of them.
You know, Mike, I totally agree with you. This Bruce Franks, I don't know how much you're following the Missouri politics, but have you ever seen a bigger asswipe, racist, no-good, black, supremacist, nigger son of a bitch in your life?
Not at all. He seems to just throw it in people's faces because he knows he can get away with it until he's pressed.
Yeah, well, I've tried to press him, Mike, time and time again. I've tried to press Waka Flocka and all these rotten bastards, but they always go to the least line of resistance, don't they?
Oh, they're not going to go to you. No way are they going to you.
I don't know who'd be the craziest. Mike, what area do you live in?
I'm in Pacific Mo right now. I used to live in St. Peter's O'Fallon. I'm a Chicago native, but I love your show. I think you're the best.
Well, you know what, Mike? Thank you very much. You tell everybody in the Pacific area we love them. We've got a great listening audience out there. You stay tuned. Something come up. Don't ever hesitate to give us a call, buddy.
Not at all. You're the best, sir.
Okay, thank you, Mike. Thanks for the call. You know, I get that quite often out in public. And I'm not the best. All I am is a messenger for all of us people. I just have the opportunity to be on the air. If you people were on the air, you'd probably be worse than I am, which would be a good thing. But let's always remember that no one person can do it all. We all have to come together, the proud whites, the proud blacks, the proud men, the proud women, the proud Democrats, and the proud Republicans. We can come together and fight this racism on both sides. You're right, there is racism on the white side of the aisle. But there's just as much, if not more, racism on the black side of the aisle. And I think at this point, with all the pushing for you whites are always racist, and if you whites don't agree with us, you're racist, and you'll be in trouble, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do that. I think it's come to the point, people, where we've all decided that they can take that word racism and they can throw it out in the wash. They can take that word Black Lives Matter. They can throw those words out in the wash. They've overused a lot of these words, and I think at this point in time, I think, honestly, the proud white and proud black people are finally, I say finally, after 20, 30, 40 years, are starting to wake up. And I think these niggers, just like Mike said, they're not coming to me. They're going to go to the least line of resistance. These bastards know they come to me. They're going to have a fight on their hand till the end, and then I'm going to keep on fighting until they bury me. They know that. They don't come after me. They come after weak people, both white and black. That's what they do. They go to the least line of resistance. They've done that for the last 20, 30 years, and guess what, people? It's worked for them. So if it works, why would they not, I say, as always, why would they not use it today and every day? I think at the end of the day, we're going to put a stop to it. And as always, don't forget, we are the WAR Radio Network. White Awareness Radio, W-A-R, White Awareness Radio, the first and only radio station in this country that has the nerve and guts to stand up and speak up, not against the proud black community, but instead to stand up and speak up loud and proud for the proud white community. WAR, W-A-R, White Awareness Radio, keeping the proud white community informed in this violent, turbulent, ever-changing world. Remember that, people. You can't get it anywhere else but here. You can't get the unfiltered truth anywhere else but here. You may not like how I say it, but once you get past that, you'll agree with what I say, because what I say is the truth, unfiltered truth, today and every day. Don't forget, you can like us on Facebook at KQQZ 1190 AM or my personal page, Crazy Reaper Bob Romanek. You can listen to my repeat performance every day, Monday through Friday at 4 o'clock p.m. And now broadcasting from the graveyard to the graveyard shift every night at the stroke of midnight. You can stream my shows live or stream my repeat performances online at insanebroadcasting.com or stream directly by downloading the TuneIn radio app. That's our preferred streaming choice. My shows are also available via podcast with iTunes or your podcast provider on your iPhone or Android device. Just search for Bob Romanek, that's R-O-M-A-N-I-K, and or the Grim Reaper of Radio. As always, people, it's time to go. Let's just remember, in this great United States, the majority rules. Let's get back to that concept that the majority rules, the proud blacks, the proud whites, proud men, women, Democrats, and Republicans. Let's don't let these asswipe, bastard son of a bitches, both Democrat and Republicans, these organizational, the 3 or 4 or 5% that get elected to do for them and their families and their friends. Let's remember, it's about us, the majority. The majority always rules. So let's continue to unite, day in and day out. Let's expose these asswipe, bastard, political, parasitical, perverted punks that we call politicians. And as always, at the end of the day, let's destroy them, because they're continuing day in and day out to destroy us a little at a time. But it's coming, people, unless we stop it. So let's unite, expose, and when it's all said and done, there's an election every 2 years. Let's get rid of these bastards. Let's eliminate these bastards. No violence. Never any violence. Let's get rid of these bastards. Politically, of course. Right here. On the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks. Bob Romanek, the Grim Rapper of Radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The Grim Rapper of Radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigga nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigga nation. All the nigga think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigga this and nigga that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigga nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all of the illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thugs quote, intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddyless babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga. And I don't mean Negro. Nigga. I don't mean black man. I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis.